So it's going to be just another moment. And as we prepare, they're saying to begin to prepare the vessel. So when you start noticing your breath, to really relax into your newly acquainted lifestyle. In other words, we're aligning with our higher self day by day, hour by hour, moment by moment. And it's the most easy, smooth, exhilarating retrieval or consideration or coexistence, they're saying, on planet Earth. So in other words, we're each entitled to take ourselves back in our holy remembrance. So residing with the compassionate heart of love and allowing that love to fill our very station, to fill our very notion, to fill our very auric field. Because out of this accelerated presence, accelerated presence, there's an enthusiasm unlike no other. In other words, we're dreaming in the truth of self. We're releasing all of the old paradigm, all of the old extremist attitudes where you've got to struggle, where something is greater than you are, where you're separated from the truth of that oneness. And that is what is dissipating. That is what they're saying is like being teared apart at the seams. So that tearing apart may feel like a struggle, but it isn't. It's actually a loosening. It's a little bit like wearing a sweater for comfort because the temperature requires it. And then as the sun awakes, there's like a new daybreak, you no longer need that extra apparel. So when they're saying like a tearing, it's just like a loosening of the ties that bind us. So just imagine like the thread of a hem, or the thread, you know, just within the seams, just unraveling very, very easily, very like just not a care in the world. It's the easiest thing to take place, because what they're suggesting is because we've spent so long, they're saying harvesting our sorrows. In other words, struggling, believing that it's hard, it's going to take a lot of work, it's going to take a lot of man hours, I better sign up for overtime, that we actually create the blockage, or we create the stalling, or we create just sort of like this rhythm that's very unnatural, where the more that we can discover our life, the more that we can discover our favorite pastime, the more that we can swallow whole. So when they're saying swallow whole, it's like swallowing your light, agreeing with your light. We're not trying to go back. We're not trying to fix a broken world. We're not trying to get everyone to agree with what we think is the highest placement. We're simply allowing love to pass. So what this means is when we embody love, everything shifts in our consideration. So remember, there are many different parallel realities in every single moment. So in essence, it's like switching programs. Imagine like TV, and it's like, I think I'll switch the channel. I'm kind of tired of this show. That's literally what we're doing. We're switching the channel because we're tired of the show. So here's where we come to love often, because the old show is someone's going to like pick up the sword ready to duel. And we're like, okay, I'm going to duel. See, this is what they want us to really notice here. I'm going to duel to the very end. I'm willing to sacrifice my life. I'm willing to be jailed. I'm willing to die on the cross. I'm willing to go through all this extreme torture in the name of light, in the name of God. So this is what is unraveling, where we don't have to pick up the sword to be self-justified, to prove that the light is more powerful. So all of that past tense association with good, bad, right, wrong. I got to win the argument. It's got to be a winner or a loser. You got to fight to the end. That's the energy that is actually the obstacle that we tend to align with as light workers, because it's sort of like we all want to be Joan of Arc and hold up the light. It's not that we're not going to hold up the light, and it's not that Joan of Arc didn't have her placement. It's simply that the light is canvassing it's almost like a tidal wave where the old pastime is gone as you will disinherit it. So just notice they're giving us this offering, this transmission, this blessing, this Christ union, where everything's already aglow. And now I've got this like unicorn sort of galloping at the shore, the shoreline, where the energies of the light that are taking over, that are consuming us wholly, as we will establish it. Remember, they're different realities. We awaken, we align, we consent, we converse with this new divine authority, where there still may be others in 3D playing an old game. But that love is happening, meaning that as we align with Source, as we align with light, as we align with spirit-filled destiny, we create out of that master consciousness. We create out of that light. And the more that we let go and move into this holy pastime, this is the energy that's going to stir and awaken mankind. So allow yourselves to stay awake. So staying awake is, I'm opening to my light. I'm becoming one with my light. I'm not trying to fix a broken world, because we're waking up to a new world awareness where there's nothing broken. It's almost like the idea of brokenness doesn't pertain to us. So we're opening up to new consideration that's going beyond the old pastime, but what they mean is the mind. What they mean is our beliefs. And so if we can remember, there's like a dormant spiritual essence of self that's ready to assume all possibilities. This is going to be, they're showing me the King of Pentacles. So every time he arrives, it's like, yes, because that is massive creative power. So Pentacles is like creating in the material realm, and with massive authority, massive strength, massive organizational skills. So this is what is upon us steady. Steady is, it's here for the taking. It's here for the consuming. It's here for the current lifestyle, as you will stay awake. So staying awake is that you no longer slumber. So slumber is, I'm still trying to have a tug of war. Anytime that you feel in your solar plexus and in your Dantian, anywhere where there's struggle, I have to battle this out. I have to struggle. We want to notice that and sort of like release the tension, release it to spirit, to God, to angels, to Mother Mary, to Saint Germain's Violet Flame, and allow the old pastimes to just sort of fall by the wayside, because we're each being lifted up into new giftings, new opportunities. So when they said new opportunities, that word opportunities, everything suddenly became very white light. So new opportunities, again, what we're opening to and manifesting, what we're calling forth in terms of opportunities in our current lifestyle, meaning aligning with the body, aligning with form, but bringing forth our exalted existence. This steps up, this presents itself, because like equals like. And so we want to remember, it's our light that's providing the miracle. It's our light that's providing the opportunity. So this is where we're stepping out of that darkness readily, so that we can see, so that we can perceive, so that we can equal, be one with, consent with our divine glory, our divine Christ union. And again, when they say the word Christ, it's not Christianity. It's the wholeness of self. It's simply waking up to that place beyond past considerations. So it's the truth of self beyond the limitation, beyond the old programming, beyond the matrix. And so this is what is livening. This is what is quickening. This is what is dancing in our very field. So allow yourself to tremble with excitement. So the trembling is not a fear tremble. The trembling is the light pulsation. And so the mind tends to want to put the brakes on it sometimes because it's like, well, where are we going? Can I see your checklist? Can I see your plans? You know, it like they're showing me that card. It represents emotional control. So we still like to be in charge because we've all learned how to control and manipulate in that course framework. In other words, in 3D, where everything's separate and you're trying to manipulate the environment to get what you need. So this is where that old hangover. So just the, like, you know, if you drink too much, not so good in the morning. If you hold on to the ego too much, not so good when you're opening up to heaven's gate, to heaven's bliss. So that opening up requires that spiritual maturity where we align with love. And so love, we're like, oh yeah, that's really nice, you know, rainbows and unicorns, but now I have to face reality. So we want to remember that everything we experience is actually love. It's like playing a dance. It's forgetting its truth, but everything, all the energy, all the consciousness is love. And so the more that we align with that love, the more that we align with that stirring, this is where we're going to overcome obstacles. It's not going to be with seven letters. It's not going to be with 10 protest marches, because that's the resistance of the pastime. It's going to step forth with the overflowing flame. So that flame, of course, is our sacred heart that is soon to be conceived. So again, it's here. It's waiting for us to notice. It's waiting for us to consent. It's waiting for us to be stirred. It's waiting for us to, again, remember the emotional control card, like releasing the need to know and to allow yourselves to be carried. So this allowing yourselves to be carried, I just have dolphins everywhere. So it's that fifth dimensional energetic alliance that is already amongst us. Excuse me. So all these daily messages keep saying, it's already here, it's upon you still. So they say that often so that we can start taking notes, so that we can start our quickening ascension. So ascension has already begun. And each of us are getting like whispers of it, pearls of it. So sometimes like things just step out of linear order where you think it's going to take a long time. And it's like, ooh, that's gone, or that habit's gone, or suddenly this is free. So we're each getting these magical instances so that we can remember to carry. And what we're carrying, of course, is that torch of love's harmonious brilliance. So allow yourselves to be acquainted. Acquainted is you're coming home at last to your I Am presence. And that is what is filling up your dream vessel. Your dream vessel being the form, the body that is housing the benevolence, that's housing love's extreme. So when we allow it to be filled in with light, and we say like we can, or I am that I am. Every time that we consent to love's stirring, to love's grace, love comes upon us steadily. And so out of this alignment, this is how we move mountains. This is how we create healing from disease. This is how we have an old block or an old trauma or whatever it is. You have like 8 lists of your PTSD symptoms, and suddenly you're awakened where is it? It isn't, because the new reality that is upon you that you have now consented to has like overthrown. So it's almost like a mutiny. It's like no more. So allow yourselves to be given, allow yourselves to be treasured. Treasured is really receiving the awareness that you are that godly assurance. So that when we think of God, we're thinking of our wholeness. We're thinking of our unity. And so, of course, we're not really thinking at all, but we're finding our awareness in a new consensus. And so, again, it's like it's not new. It's simply a return. So that return comes to us often. So like the final note they want us to understand is we're going to have old ways of doing things. We're going to be like, oh, this topic brings up these fears and here's like the script. So just to imagine like side by side, old script, new divine authority. So there's going to be like a question mark that is coming to us often, and that is going to be, which are you going to choose? So remember, that's our free will, where we remember to choose the light, where we remember to choose the love. It's very important that we don't, trap ourselves in judgment when we choose the fear, because that's what the automatic tendency is. And so what's happening for some of us is we're getting upset at ourselves or getting frustrated at ourselves, because it's sort of like, oh, there you go again. You're the problem. So the more that we remember, we're being delivered that light, and that light is all consuming, that even when you're choosing the old pastime, it's like having meditation on turbo or something, where we're having more of that consciousness of our divine nature, where instead of being unconscious to what's been occurring all along, we're entering our favorite pastime to receive, meaning that we're actually seeing how we're the source of the problem, that we're creating the noose around the neck, that we're like showing up in the field ready to battle. So the more that we can have compassion for ourselves when we notice that battling mentality, we will lay down the sword and open up to our light. So allow yourselves to receive your beauty, allow yourselves to receive your fine advancement. So that advancement, the energies are going to be shifting and shifting and shifting and shifting, and there's no slowing down. So it's almost like a ceiling fan. It's like it doesn't stop. It just keeps going and going. The same thing with love's courtesy of consideration, where we're amplifying and amplifying and amplifying and amplifying. So allow yourselves to be gifted. Allow yourselves to see. So it's like they were blind and now they see. You're seeing with your spiritual vision. Specifically, you're seeing yourself with your spiritual vision. When we look at others, it's all ourselves. So we're seeing others, the projection of self, with our spiritual vision. So instead of, like the old system or the ego calling the shots, love is present amongst us, assisting, attaining. So that attaining, I just had this like whale's tail. That attaining is we are becoming one with that I am heavenly notion. So allow that to be anchored and allow that to infiltrate. Infiltrate is every area of your life that you have would perceive it to be problematic in some fashion has now received an override. So in other words, the new template is in place, and the placement of opportunities is now in your very midst. So when I'm sharing that, I seem to be in Atlantis, and I seem to be amongst friends, meaning everyone here. So we all are in these various motions, meaning time and place and space categories. So all of our love's infiltration, in other words, all of our gifting, all of our 5D mastery it's already here. It's already upon us. We are simply learning to organize. In other words, allow it to be possible. So allow everything in your life to take on that heavenly glow. That heavenly glow is we're soon to be walking on water. In other words, we're waking up from the dream. We're waking up from prior circumstances. And allow that to be easy. Allow that to be heaven sent. Allow that, like, just imagine the highest choice, the choice of light and love. And just imagine it being lit where it's going to see, feel lighter, almost like a neon sign, like, ah, this is the way to go. So allow that to take place, because remember, we're learning to dance on air. We're choosing the choice of the light. So we want to get used to finding that to be attractive. And remember the emotional control card, we're learning to let go. Well, my mind says I should do this, but the light's seeming to suggest I play it a different way. And so we're learning how to play with our light. We're learning how to agree with our new love's reality. So in other words, our ascended self is happening, it's quickening, it's stirring. So remember the choice making, that we have free will in each moment, and we're learning to dance, we're learning to delight, we're learning to triumph at last. So at last is not like, oh my gosh, I don't think I can make one more step without passing out. At last is we're finally getting the awareness and the rhythm of what our divine right is and has been all this time. So at last, like the light bulb's going off. Allow that to be duly noted, and allow that to be, what would be the word? Offered to the many. So these are going to be every single encounter you've had in this incarnation is part of the many. So they're saying it's time for roll call. So when we have like a life review and we see everything that has gone by, that's what we're able to bring forth in our now consent, meaning we're offering all of those areas where we mismanage the energy, where we follow the ego, we're receiving it all with the light. So any place where there's still resistance to a person, place, or thing, that is being fully restored. That is being fully gifted. So I'm just seeing persons in my life story that are now being lifted up because I'm recognizing their proper station. Everybody is light. We're all one. And this is why, to bring forth that I am presence in its full right position, no one can be excluded, because it's part of your path to remember the light for all places of false memory, meaning the belief in the darkness. So allow that to be received. There may be one person in particular that arrives. There may be groupings. There may be places and regions of earth. It may not be someone you physically saw, but someone you read about, heard about, friend of a friend of a friend. Whatever it is, trust what is arriving. And realizing as you offer that being your light, you're remembering your own halo. You're remembering your own light. You're remembering your own field of vision. You may want to take a deep breath as you unveil the truth. In a way, we've been fighting with ourselves, and so we're waking up to the truth of ourself, and ourself being the whole one self. That is unity consciousness. And allow that to be given. Allow yourselves to be self-aware. Self-aware is your higher self. Is coming into divine union. It's coming into your place, your region of the world. It's So when we speak of walk-ins, the walk-in that is descending into our physicality is our true divine nature, is our oneness, is our love. And as we embody that love, love is present for all. Let us receive. And let us receive in earnest. In other words, this transmission, this activation, this placement upon us, it's a little bit like that ceiling fan analogy. It's like a river. The river doesn't stop, it keeps flowing. So this transmission keeps flowing, keeps being offered. And allow that to be so, to realize you're being carried into a new world order, to a new world understanding, that your light is going to bring you love satisfaction. In other words, you're releasing the belief in darkness, the belief in struggle, you're releasing 3D and entering into your 5D reality. And so it is. Alrighty.